All right, we're in the little exclusive segment with Jonah Babbins. There was we talked about a lot in the podcast, and it was, I don't know, it was such a sort of thing where like one idea came up and we branched off and did all that. So luckily, I still have a couple of questions that I had originally.
Don't even bring up luck, Benji. Not luck.
I must have said that by accident. Yeah, so obviously you've done, how did you say, like 250 episodes by now, right?
Something like that. I honestly right. have no idea anymore. Mm. I did this thing where I stopped numbering them because I had to delete some old ones. And then it just became a nightmare because now I can't reference the episodes by number. So I don't even know how many there are.
A lot, basically. So yeah. who obviously, not in a, like a gossipy way, but just as kind of like a positive, who really like surprised you in terms of like you had one expectation of who, what kind of person they'd be, and then they came on? And I mean, honestly, I like having listened to your podcasts, I was not expecting you to just bring so much like depth to the conversation in terms of the business stuff, you know, because I think when you're on the podcast discourse and you're talking to magicians, we only really get to see the magic side of you come out. So I was totally blown away by all the stuff you're talking about with business. And have you ever had that experience with one of your guests?
Yeah, I mean, like, yes, people blow me away about the business, but usually like I'm talking to magicians about magic most of the time, not always, but most of the time. I'll give you a few people that kind of surprisingly blew my mind. Recently, my mind was blown by Matt Franco. And the reason it was is because, I mean, usually a magician who achieves a certain amount of success, you know, is more interested in, is less of, like we've talked about in the episode, you know, like when you achieve, when you do so much, sometimes you don't really care about jamming anymore, or that you don't even care about like tricks anymore. Matt Franco, like the guy, not only is he humble, but also like he loves magic. Like the guy loves magic. Like as soon as we finished talking, he was like, yo, can I show you this trick I'm jamming on? And like we were talking about Danny DeOrtiz for the like 30 minutes after the episode ended. And that was just a real positive because some like I wanted to get him on the podcast because of the name, right? I didn't know him personally, but he really blew my mind with just his love for magic. Even after he's like toured colleges, been in America's Got Talent, he has his own theater in Vegas, and like he's still like coming up with new tricks for the theater so that they can like, you know, have cool stuff. And he just loves it. He's learning stuff. He buys lectures. He just freaking loves it. So that was something that really, really blew my mind. I'll mention two other people that were just like really, really amazing. Michael Ammar, he didn't surprise me because, you know, we all know that Michael Ammar is freaking awesome, but it was, it certainly was just an amazing moment in time to just like listen to him just absolutely devour. He's someone who's been doing this for years. He's the best. Like he's been the best for so long. And sometimes you think in your head, like, oh, you know, like he's been doing this for so long. Maybe he's like aged out of it. You know, maybe like, you know, something like maybe like, you know, it's better to talk to the young people. And like, no, the man is as sharp as ever. He's like posting on TikTok and destroying. He makes bottles like appear from thin air. The stuff he does, he is a wizard. Like he's the best of the best of the best. So that was one. And then the last one I'll mention is Manuel Yasser. And Manuel Yasser, have you guys heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Awesome. So Manuel Yasser is, he worked with Tamariz for a few years. You can find him like credited in a bunch of the books at the beginning. But, you know, the short story is like he jammed with Tamariz and Tamariz was like, hey, you want to come like live at my house for 10 years and work on magic? You know, like, and then he was like, sure, of course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of course. Story. Yeah. And the guy is just so intelligent. He knows so much. And I basically like didn't hold back on any question about anything, especially surrounding the world of Spanish magic. So the episode I did with Manuel Yasser is just like, it's like 2 hours of every single concept in like, you know, there's all these concepts like Ascanio. I don't know if you guys read Ascanio's books, but there's like concepts in magic that are known about in the Spanish world of magic, like the Spanish school, knowing Tamariz's writing, knowing Ascanio's writing, and less spoken about in the like American or North American or English speaking style stuff. And the episode is like a 2-hour masterclass on the world of Spanish magic.
That's perfect, man. Oh, perfect.
Definitely have to check that out.
Yeah. I'll mention my favorite. Well, I haven't listened to them all, so I guess it's not fully accurate, but I love the episode of Daniel Garcia. Or Danny Garcia, yeah. However you want to say
He's great. Listen, Daniel Garcia is one of those guys who is best of the best of the best. You know, nobody else does what he does. There's only a handful of people that can even call themselves magic advisors. And then he is the only, is like, you ask all the magic advisors and consultants who the best is. And it's absolutely him. And anybody who listened to our episode, that's type 4 luck. Like, you think that guy sends out cold emails to anyone? No chance. All he does is decide which of the projects that come his way because of who he is to take up on.
Yeah, it's a great episode. I did say one question. One question that occurred to me as you were talking about doing these conversations is, do you have like a favorite question to ask your guests? Like, I don't know, just kind of like, what question is the most, do you just enjoy asking the guests? I don't know, what's your favorite interview question? Maybe that question in itself was not a good interview question, but what is your favorite?
You know, I have wrap-up questions at the end of every episode where I ask the same questions to everybody. That's basically the only time in the episode that I ask like one type of interview question. But I will share with you a pre-interview question or a pre-interview statement that I say that's one of my favorites, which is I say, this whole entire podcast is made to make you look good. And if anything you say you don't like, just let me know and we'll edit the whole thing out. And you know, you just tell me, and if there's something you don't want to talk about, you just speak up and let me know. And that question just allows them to not hold stuff so close to their chest because they know that it's in their best interest. And like that ends up being, I find, one of the things that just allows people to open up and not worry, because they know that I'm not going to, like, I say, this is not gotcha journalism. Every single thing that we do is made to make you look good. And I feel like that really helps open things up. I often kind of, you know, I write the questions based on the people. Like that's honestly it. When I interviewed Teller, I did 3 weeks of research. Like, I watched everything they've ever published. Like, everything. Like, I couldn't watch every episode of Penn & Teller's Sin City Adventures or whatever. You know, I didn't watch every episode of every, you know, bullshit, Penn & Teller bullshit or whatever. But I watched enough of every single special release, movie, video, TV spot, interview, every single thing that I could to write specific questions. So I guess I don't have go-to interview questions. I just ask the stuff based on the people.
No, that advice is more than what we were after. That's amazing, A1. With that, yeah, I think we can wrap this up. That was really good.
Thank you so much.
I think people are going to love that.
Rock and roll. Thank you, guys. And yeah, this is awesome. You guys are wicked. And anybody who's part of this inner circle, you're extra wicked.
Love it.